This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair, members, I present to you AB 2909. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Why you need to say this stuff, because you know it's not true.
I actually do personally believe in the items that I talk about in the show. I passionately study them.
In January, you called Forskolin, quote, lightning in a bottle and a miracle flower to fight fat.
You mentioned FBX, which is basically a fiber. And we know that fiber, when taken correctly, has been a very effective tool for weight loss for the reason that I stated.
You can either be part of the police here, or you can be part of the problem, and we're just hopeful that you will do a better job at being part of the police.
Oh, man, that Senator Claire McCaskill trying to deputize Dr. Mehmet Oz to be part of the federal police state on what is approved and unapproved, what you can say and can't say about dietary supplements on television. On broadcast syndicated television. Joining us now to comment on this and a whole lot more, our good friend, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. How do you like that?
That was really fun, Robert. It's always great to join you. Thanks for having me on your show today.
Oh, man, it's awesome to always have you on, of course. But that opening that Super Don put together was incredible because you see that tit-for-tat scenario where they're challenging Dr. Oz. How dare you say something is a miracle or it's lightning in a bottle, as if we can't use language in media in an engaging and entertaining way while we discuss or describe the things we've uncovered and reveal. And at the end there, what was most telling about that McCaskill versus Oz on the Senate floor was you can be part of the police or you can be part of the problem. What does that say?
Well, it says that we are well into the era of a medical police state where U.S. senators, like McCaskill in this case, will basically attempt to silence people and accuse them of committing thought crimes using words that, frankly, Dr. Oz is out there only trying to help the American people who are suffering from enormous rates of obesity and diabetes. And the real truth is that the green coffee bean extract that Oz was recommending actually works, whereas flu vaccines openly admit they don't work. And, you know, this is a scandal, really. And Senator McCaskill, who has taken over $146,000 in campaign donations from the pharmaceutical industry and Monsanto, is attacking Dr. Oz, who makes nothing from these natural supplements that he advocates. So really this whole thing needs to be turned around. We need to put Senator McCaskill in the seat, in the interrogation seat, and start asking her some tough questions about her history.
That's yeah, absolutely. And that's what we're going to do today on the air here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com, our syndicator GCN. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, is our guest for the first half hour. We've got some stuff that you won't hear anywhere else in broadcast media, although I was on the Jerry Doyle show yesterday talking about this, and anybody with a shred of an ability to think independently can see through this issue for what it is, because Jerry Doyle was asking these questions as well. Why is a sitting senator from Missouri, of all places, questioning a TV doctor? He's a cardiothoracic surgeon who actually is doing his own research and not selling any particular supplements. And you know, what excuse does she have to spend that time and money and energy and waste it all while we're, what, $17 trillion in debt? Maybe there's a drug for that.
Well, yeah, exactly. This just shows the complete circus that is the U.S. Senate today. We've got 1,000 immigrants a day streaming across the Texas border, bringing chicken pox and measles and infectious diseases with them. Senator McCaskill says nothing about that. We've got our own veterans dying because of lack of VA hospital health care services. The Senator McCaskill says nothing about that. We're drowning in debt. Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security are all headed for an economic collapse. She says nothing about these things. Instead, she wants to grill Dr. Oz about green coffee beans. You know, really? Is this the priority now? I mean, talk about bread and circuses. It's pathetic.
Yes,
absolutely.
And Mike, quite the opposite of, like, say, Dr. Oz profiting from supplement sales. The irony is he's getting paid a decent salary. And guess who are the primary sponsors of his show? Pharmaceutical companies. And, you know, this is not a critique per se, because we know the media at that level sustains itself because of major money that most supplement manufacturers could never afford to sponsor for an ad to go into any of the shows at that level. And so the irony is he's not profiting from supplement sales at all. In fact, if anything, Big Pharma is taking advantage of his audience.
Well, yeah, that's exactly the case. And, you know, look, I don't agree with Dr. Oz on every single thing. Most notably, we disagree on some of the vaccine issues. But but overall, Oz, for being in the mainstream media, he's out there really pushing the envelope, talking about natural supplements. He had a show about, I think, five foods that can replace Vioxx or, you know, that class of drugs, statin drugs. He's actually doing a lot of good for being so popular in the mainstream. And, you know, what is Senator McCaskill doing to help America? Nothing. I can't think of a single thing.
I got one thing that she's doing. She's channeling popular Marvel Comics superhero movies as she's questioning Dr. Oz to get some kind of, I don't know what the point, what she's trying to score here, but give a listen to this statement to Dr. Oz from Senator McCaskill.
I know you know how much power you have. I know you know that. You are very powerful, and with power comes a great deal of responsibility.
Now, that was not an original thought by McCaskill, because we heard Uncle Ben do it in Spider-Man.
Remember, with great power comes great responsibility.
I think Cliff Robertson did it better in the original Spider-Man movie, though.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, in truth, Dr. Oz actually does have more power than this senator. You know, thank goodness, because Oz is doing far more good. But I did notice, by the way, Robert, that in the intro here, you mentioned that McCaskill is a senator of Missouri, and I'm going to have to ask for your resignation, because Missouri is named after an Indian tribe, and you can't say Indian tribe words in America anymore. So I'm afraid.
Wait, what do you mean by that? You can't say Indian tribe. Super Don, what is Mike talking about?
Wow, you just got called out, Robert.
Dude, I am busted. Honestly, I need to be educated here, or maybe re-educated.
He didn't say, I have to jump into his defense. He did not say Missouri. He said misery.
Oh, yes, right.
Well, that makes more sense when talking about Senator McCaskill, but if you're actually from Missouri, you would know that it's actually pronounced Missouri, which is not an Indian name, so that's how the locals get away with it. But you can no longer say Minnesota, Iowa, Arizona, North Dakota. Look, Robert, at least two or three people in this country are offended by Indian-sounding names. So you can't say those anymore, or you're just going to have to, you know, turn yourself in, man.
I used to raft down the Chattahoochee River, and that might not be allowed anymore in the Atlanta area.
No, look, the thought police are in full force. They want to now eradicate all Indian-sounding words from, just wipe it out of the complete cultural memory of America, starting with the Washington Redskins. and working through every city, town, river, state that is named after Indians, which is, you know, thousands of items that you would find on a map are named after Indian words or Indian tribes.
Mm-hmm.
In their memory, in a cultural heritage acknowledgement of the Indian heritage, but that's not allowed anymore because of the thought police.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned something before about the power issue, you know, as we were referencing her statement about power and Dr. Oz being more powerful than a sitting senator, which is something that cannot be allowed. And we've seen this as certain companies, innovators. I mean, say what we will about Bill Gates now and this foundation that's pro-vaccine, but there was a time when he was just an upstart with a great ability to think and bring things out that have benefited in many ways the computational world. And at a certain point, he gained so much power that I have said this on the air, that so-called powers that be behind the scenes read him the Riot Act and said, you either play ball with us the way we say, or we're coming after you on global antitrust, let's say, legal maneuvers that will shut you down ultimately.
Sure.
And then suddenly the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation comes out to promote some form of depopulation through birth control and vaccination.
Well, right, and he admitted that. He openly talked about depopulation as one of his goals, by the way, for those listening who aren't familiar with that. But, yeah, senators are really just puppets. The real power base in America and in the world is the corporation. Where is power really held in America? Google. You know, when you control the information, you control everything. So, Microsoft, Google, the communications companies, Apple, you know, these are the real power brokers, the chemical companies, the oil companies. Senators are just pawns. And in fact, McCaskill was really out there just attacking the competition of one of her big contributors, the Express Scripts company that makes money from selling prescription drugs, including weight loss drugs. So Senator McCaskill was attacking Oz really as a way to shore up the monopoly interests of her large campaign contribution donors. That's what this is really about. That's what senators do.
Yeah, and you know, she needs to rethink that position because, as we know, more people are leaving the mainstream media for outlets like Natural News, Natural News Radio, right here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, our syndicator GCN, because the information on big TV is so full of lies. The fact that Dr. Oz has gotten this far with a decent message, they should be happy because they can buy into that. Maybe they can dupe some of the listeners. Maybe. I don't know that they will. Stick around. Mike Adams is with us for another segment here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Thursday edition. All the archives are linked up as well at nationalnewsradio.com. We have them linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
McCaskill's George Bush impression when he says, you're either with us or against us, right? To Dr. Oz, you're either with the police state, the medical police state, or you're against us, and we're putting you on notice. And, of course, as we are the new media, we don't really operate within the same, let's say, limited structure that Dr. Oz operates with. We give him his props when he does something right. Of course, as you said, Mike, you know, there are certain things that we'll say, no, we don't agree with him on that. And even his wife doesn't agree with him on that, Dr. Oz's wife. But at the same point in time, we're not going to sit idly by and ignore the fact that a sitting U.S. senator is going well beyond her bounds to kind of call to the carpet someone who is just not towing the medical pharmaceutical party line.
Yeah, well, and clearly this was an ambush. This was a staged ambush of Dr. Oz. They invited him to come testify about weight loss scams, which he has helped expose. You know, he flew his crew to San Diego to expose this fraudulent con artist company that was selling Garcinia Cambogia products using his name illegally, using his face, his image. He exposed that. And did they give him credit for that? No, they actually ambushed him, trying to blame him for this problem that he's actually helped police. But the bottom line is that these senators are so corrupt and so criminally run, so corrupted by corporate interests, that they don't want any Americans to ever learn the truth about natural supplements that can prevent cancer or prevent diabetes or prevent weight gain. They just want all Americans to remain in complete ignorance so that they have to buy expensive pharmaceuticals and they have to go to the hospital. And that's what McCaskill is really part of. She's part of the system that preys upon the pain and suffering and, if I say, the diseasification of the American people. And she has the audacity to attack the one guy on primetime television that's actually trying to help Americans. It's disgusting. She needs to be recalled. You know, get her out of the Senate. Get somebody in there that actually cares about Americans.
Well, and it lends itself to the larger discussion that we'll often have when we talk about healing on this show. We don't limit ourselves to just physiological, emotional, or mental healing. We'll cover economics and politics because if you're into holistic medicine, for the, all the broader terms and definitions that should mean, it means that life is integrated with life. You don't just compartmentalize it, isolate it, and say this law only works in one place. And for those of you who question, for instance, when the health ranger writes about things and you say, you know, I've seen this before. Oh, why don't you just stick to health? It's like, listen, all of life is about health, and health permeates everything, or disease permeates everything, and that's why we must cover what we must cover.
Well, yeah, there's so many angles to health. You know, you have to cover the economics of it. You have to cover the monopolization, the regulatory environment, and also the environmental cost of medications being manufactured and flushed down the toilets and so on and so forth. There, you know, nothing exists in isolation. Everything is tied in, and much of what is called the health industry today is really politics. It's about how these companies can maximize their profits by getting the government to subsidize the sales of pharmaceuticals through mandatory Obamacare programs or healthcare programs. Meanwhile, the government is sending billions of dollars to these drug companies, not negotiating discounts, not creating an economic value of healthcare for the American people, just subsidizing it with taxpayer money. This is not acceptable, and it's not sustainable, and it will collapse. And when it does, we need to have our heads on straight so that we can come up with a better system that's more accountable, more honest, and actually produces better results for the American people. And that's the kind of thing that Dr. Oz is trying to promote, things mm-hmm. that work, that are low cost, low risk, that are natural, that don't have to be patented and high priced, but things that work for the American people. And because Senator McCaskill is attacking him over that, she becomes an enemy of the American people's health solution.
Right. Right. A little later in the show, Mike, I'm going to be talking about intoxicated or toxic people and how they become sheeple and they continually vote for dependence rather than independence. And this is a big part of what we do and why we do it and why you do what you do with Natural News, is to bring the power to heal back where it belongs, with the people, not with senators like McCaskill, who are, you know, basically front women or men for an agenda that is not necessarily that which would restore health sovereignty.
Right. And look how cheaply she sold out. It was only $146,000 in donations to get her to do these kinds of things. I mean, what a cheap sellout. You know, that's not even a lot of money in politics these days. You know, you would think that she would at least hold out for a few million dollars, but no, all it took is a six-figure series of donations. That's it. Cheap sellout.
Yeah, she was wearing red at the hearing. I'm not saying anything about that anymore, but there you go. Here we go. Mike Adams has got to run, but Mike, it's always great to have you on board. NaturalNewsRadio.com, NaturalNews.com, also labs.naturalnews.com for the National News Forensic Food Lab. We'll be back with Mike at another time to talk about some more revelations from the lab. Thank you for being here, my friend.
All right, thank you.
Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Robert Scott.
I'm a warrior, okay, and that's what I bring to the table.
Robert Scott.
What's wrong with us, anyhow? Are we going soft?
Robert Scott.
All real Americans love to fight.
Robert Scott.
I am the champion of the Constitution.
Robert Scott. Bell. Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, rocking the health world and the water world. No, that's not a reference to Kevin Costner. That's a reference to my good friend Paul Barichero, who's going to join us next hour. And we'll talk about the wonders of water. And, you know, I was talking with Jerry Doyle yesterday a little bit about that for diabetes and different things and modulating immunity. And even for doggies. Even for super dogs of super dogs.
You know, the dogs, right. they obviously want to be on the show. It seems like, you know, they're protesting. They don't get to be on the show. So.
I think they're responding to my voice. You know, they just hear it and go, shut that guy up. Shut
Dr.
That guy
Doolittle,
up.
Yes.
Oh, well, we got some birds in the garage. My daughter came in on the break and, you know, was trying to care for a bird, an injured bird. And now there's two others, like three birds in the garage. I'm going to have to check that out afterwards and maybe give them some sovereign silver to heal the wounds. But we'll get to that. Thanks again to Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, for being on board. And I tell you, if you missed the opening, the montage audio that you put together, Don, incredible. Especially that last statement. It keeps echoing in my head. It's like a nightmare.
Isn't that something? You can either be a part of the problem or a part of the police. Wait a minute. What?
Yeah.
The police?
So if you reach a certain level of success in what they call mainstream media, as Dr. Oz has apparently crossed the Rubicon, but is largely stayed intact and integral to his belief system, which by and large is more holistic than not, suddenly now it's like, wait, Dr. Oz, we're calling you in because we're the police here in center. Senator McCaskill, do you see my badge? Right? And they're going to deputize Oz. You be part of the police state or you're part of the problem. I mean, that to me, I think all Americans should be outraged by that. Of course, we do have a lot of paternalistic, lefty, liberal, everybody in government knows better than everybody out in middle America who like the police state and who believe in the overreaching powers of a bureaucratic oligarchy. You know, some say, oh, it's socialism. Oh, it's communism. No, it's a bureaucratic oligarchy. It's worse. It doesn't matter what you call the government or what the government claims to be when you have an unelected bureaucracy that makes rules and that works under the presumption of your guilt and calls you to the carpet with no ability to defend yourself. And that's kind of where they threw Oz to the lion's den in the Senate. And I don't know where Rand Paul was on this one, as Senator Paul, you know, you wonder how far he's fallen from the tree in this sense. But in this case, one Senator, McCaskill, and others who are participating, in my mind, should be removed from office because they don't understand the real threat to America, which is not Dr. Oz talking about fiber that can help you to lose weight. It's the fact that this country is so far beyond bankrupt that there's no way to recover it. But okay, another story for another day.
Yeah, it's an interesting one, and I suppose what kind of strikes a chord with us in a lot of ways is that really, you know, listen, he's got a TV show, we've got a radio show. He doesn't sell anything, we don't sell anything. He, you know, puts his reputation behind the things he's talking about, and so do we. So, you know, we got to keep on top of this stuff because we can't let these guys try and co-opt, you know, every media outlet that's out there to keep us from being able to tell the truth.
Yeah, and for any of my lefty friends out there that think they need to rein Dr. Oz in because, oh, he's not sending out an appropriate message, let's say, confirmed or validated or approved by the government, you know, think about the chilling effect on freedom of speech. I mean, you might believe drugs are good for everybody, for everything, or you might have a tempered perspective on it, but why would you support a government that would limit the freedom of speech of someone like Dr. Oz because you're afraid he has influence over people that might listen to him and might, goodness forbid, take a supplement instead of a drug? Are you really afraid of that? I'm more concerned when a government official, a CDC official, makes the statement that you must get vaccinated on a schedule that is based solely on economics and not science. And then that, you know, person who heads up a major executive branch government, quasi-government agency called the CDC ends up working for a $5 billion division known as Merck Pharmaceuticals Vaccines.
Right.
Remember Julie Gerberding. So, I mean, the example of the revolving doors between big government, big business, and, of course, my friends on the left are all about we got to rein in big business, thinking that the people on the right are for big business alone and don't want government, recognizing not that the government grants the monopolies that big business currently enjoy, big pharma and other big oil. They wouldn't exist without government sanction of what they're doing.
Big food
as well.
Is another one.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously we have a stand that it sits in a little bit different position than some of our audience. But again, as we say, from the left or the right, we'll call it out as we perceive it to be, especially from a health and healing perspective. Dependence or independence? Now, granted, there is an interdependency of life upon all life. You know, we're all connected. That is true. But the concept of collectivism, particularly medical collectivism, that you are responsible for sacrificing your life or potentially your child's life on the altar of vaccinology, for instance, for some ill-defined, I shall say, unvalidated concept of herd immunity. you must be responsible, potentially sacrifice your child to get a shot so that no one else gets sick, so that people who can't get the shot won't get sick, despite the fact that, as we've seen in the recent cases of the whooping cough, 85% in San Diego County area had been fully vaccinated for whooping cough. But there will still be people that will say, we'll blame the 15% that got it, that were not vaccinated, as the cause of the whooping cough manifestation in those who had the shot, which apparently doesn't work, but you don't want to pay attention to that fact. The fact that there's much more to immune function than just an antibody, particularly the artificial stimulation of one via antigen injected with heavy metals and other things. Now, we have questions and comments of the day that come in from time to time that will air on the broadcast here. And here's one of them coming from Dan Golay. He says, you mentioned in a previous broadcast about how autistic children displayed a loyalty to their caregivers. Now, I think Dan was listening to one of our Advanced Medicine Monday segments with Dr. Rasha Bittar, because Dr. Bittar has extensive interface with families of children who have been diagnosed into the autism spectrum. Dan said, I can't find anything about this. Like they're going to allow you to publish something in a peer-reviewed journal about autism and dependence upon caregivers that facilitate an ongoing suffering? I don't think that's going to happen. But he says, Dan says, I think you're onto something big, and it explains why sheeple that have been toxically injured, as he says, display a blind allegiance to the establishment and tend to pick up a collectivist mindset. And, you know, Dan makes a really interesting point here, Super Don, because the last few years, now not this year so much at Autism One, but previous 2 years to that, I noticed there were a lot of folks that were attending that were under the impression that if they could just lobby the right congressman, get the right attention of a government official or somebody at the CDC or FDA, that suddenly all would be well. The heavens would open up and they'd see the truth. They'd see the light. And, of course, that is a mass delusion, because those people would lose their power if the light shone through their hardness and their darkness in regards to the causation relationship between vaccines and other environmental toxins and the manifestation of autism in children. So what Dan says is right, getting into this. He says also, as in the more toxically injured you are, the more you're likely to vote for big government. Now, he throws it into Democrat or even communist, but I am not going all that far except to say that there are Republicans that are big government as well, that he doesn't mention. And he posits that it's probably because you need so much more help for your toxic injury. And I think this makes sense. And see what you think of this, Super Don. If you are wounded, you're much more likely to seek out help from those who may not be willing to help you but may pretend to help you, because you're in a state of not power, not health, not vitality, but on a state of dependence, where you'll take almost any handout that is given to you, even if that handout could be toxic as well. And then Dan posits, maybe this is why so many healthy young people voted for an independent, libertarian-minded Republican at the time, Ron Paul. It's an interesting concept.
Do healthy people,
are they more likely to vote for their independence, if that's an oxymoron, voting for your independence? Because think about it. If you have to vote for your independence, it means you're voting from a slave state mentality. Well, I'm not free, but if I vote, maybe they'll grant me my freedom.
Right.
Isn't that kind of weird to think of it that way?
It is. I mean, it's not so weird. I mean, we've touched on this subject before, you know, quite often. The first person that comes to mind is a lot of the conversations that we've had with Liam that kind of go into that area. But, yeah, I mean, you could take, for example, we've talked about the things that you eat or drink, such as fluoride.
Right.
You know, that these things, the lead in the air that we just talked about, I think it was last week, about the jet fuel coming from the jet planes, those things dumb you down. And
or it might
have been prop planes. Yeah, but, you know, well, it was in the airline fuel, regardless. Yeah. But, you know, if it dumbs you down, then it's inevitable you are going to be more easily brainwashed or convinced or be more gullible or more passive and maybe not stick up for yourself or fight for your rights.
It's like that. Yeah, fluoride Was it an accident or did he do it to us on purpose? You know, to borrow from Jack Nicholson's line in, I think, The Witches of Eastwick. Although he was talking about women at that time. But Dan,
women, fluoride. You know.
Oh, so, man, I'm in trouble now. No, I wasn't saying you're... women are like fluoride. Please don't call me. No, that's not what I meant. But you can call me, 866-939-BELL, if you'd like to chime in on this or any other subject today or with your questions. 866-939-2355, live Monday through Friday, 3 to 5 in the afternoon Eastern time. Then rebroadcast throughout the days and nights through, we got TalkStream Live, we've got GCN, we've got Natural News Radio, we've got Stitcher Podcast, we've got iTunes. What else? Where else are we found? Digital Radio -103 Down Under and UK Health Radio.
We are also on TuneIn, which is a new one that I just discovered the other day. We're being broadcast on there. And
cool.
We are also on a podcast service called Podcast Gallery.
Podcast Gallery. How cool is that?
Yeah.
The reach is going. It's growing. I love it.
That's right.
So Dan is fascinated by the idea that toxic injury makes and captures the sheeple in an establishment loyalty death grip and with all loss of independent thought, or a big loss of independent thought. He says, this is inconceivable to me, but it is all around me, as in 90% of the population. Thanks, Dan. Dan, thank you for your comment. Great comment, and it stimulated a lot of thought and discussion. If you'd like to think about it, call me with your perspectives on it. That's okay, too. 866-939-2355. Hey, are you addicted to tanning? I think it's a healthy addiction, not in those electric tanning salons, but certainly getting out in the sun. But we'll talk about that. Also, the Swedish bikini team wants to ban homework. But no, it wasn't the bikini team. It was a Swedish town. I don't know. I got to check with Super Don on this story. Stick around. Lots more healing to go. Paul Bergiero and the miracle of water also coming up.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
Gentlemen, in search of a $1 million smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
We hope you're soaking up the sun while you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Yes, indeed, we do. Oh, my gosh. Does that mean Robert Scott Bell is for skin cancer? Oh, where's Claire McCaskill? Get her on the line.
I knew it. Damn, I knew it all along. You criminal, you.
How dare you? You're not part of the medical police state telling people lies about the sun causing cancer. Well, it turns out they're turning up the heat, no pun intended, on people who want to get suntanned. And there's a big article on NBC News about soaking up the sun. Now, it's probably in the DSM-5 from the fields of psychiatry, where they've never met an emotion that they didn't want to drug you out of. You may be a tanning addict, sun worshippers. Look out. It may be not your fault. It may be the fact that the sun can trigger the release of feel-good chemicals known as endorphins. Endorphins. No, those are, yeah, I know. Those are not porpoises. Those are endorphins, even if you see them.
Endolphins? Yes.
Like endolphins or things like that. Yeah. No. Scientists have suspected that UV radiation could become addictive. And remember, I think we featured this lady, the New Jersey woman that was known as the tan mom.
Yes.
They said she had tanorexia.
Yes.
There was some other deficiency in her to do what she did, I'll admit. But
that was so excessive. It reminds me, remember the lady in that movie, What About Mary?
Yeah, oh yeah, she was like the aunt or grandma looking lady. And
shoe leather. I mean, that was just like, whoa.
Yeah, no, I'm not a big supporter of tanning salons because of the EM fields that they generate, but there can be a medicinal use for the certain UV lamps in the wintertime in northern or southern climes when you don't have a lot of vitamin D accessible through the sun. But they do so much wrong in this that they're telling you that the sun again causes cancer. And it doesn't. It doesn't. But the fact is, living wrong, living deficiently, living and eating garbage that has no mineral content, no life to it, no enzymes, that's what causes cancer. That's what makes even sun exposure dangerous when it should be life-sustaining and life-giving. Now, one of the things I remember learning many years ago at a medical conference, just casually, out sitting, funny enough, by the pool, soaking up the sun. Lo and behold, who was I sitting next to on the lounge chair? Dr. Joseph Mercola. Dr. Mercola. I remember many years ago, one of the medical conferences. And, you know, we're talking, I don't know how we got on the topic. I think he was just reading and learning about it. The fact that when you go out into the sun and get a, you know, that exposure, the feel good, not to get burnt to a crisp, that you shouldn't bathe. You shouldn't wash all of those oils off your body. Because that's part of the production of vitamin D and all the other things, the complex molecules that come together as a response to the sun exposure. And how many of us grew up thinking, well, we have to soap and water our entire bodies every day, particularly when we get out and sweat in the sun, as opposed to allowing the water to just kind of swish a little bit of the maybe the dirt off, but not taking a harsh soap or chemical that would dry the oils, except in the, you know, the vital areas of cleanliness, if you know what I mean, that you can clean with a soap and water kind of concept. So that's another thing that's often overlooked on the tanning side of things, that if you tan and then just wipe off all the oils of your skin, you're not going to get the benefit of sun exposure, and you're drying out all the wonderful oils that are life-sustaining, life-protecting, and life-giving. So there's your tip for the day.
You know what I find kind of humorous here is that they talk about, again, you brought out the endorphins. You brought that up in the beginning.
Right.
Not dolphins, endorphins.
Right.
And it says here that they work their magic through the same pathway as heroin and other opiates. And it's so it's like they're comparing the endorphins that you might get from getting going out and feeling some good feelings from being in the sun to the same thing as being addicted to heroin.
Yeah. Isn't that the way it goes?
If endorphins are like heroin, then I guess people that, you know, go bungee jumping, people that like to skydive, people that go on roller coasters, people that get attracted to somebody and fall in love. You know, all of the things that endorphins come from, what does that mean? We're all addicts?
We're all addicts. We're all addicts that we can be saved by Claire McCaskill and her police force that she wants you to be a part of. One last story here this hour. We got Paul Bertiero coming up. We're going to talk some water. We're going to talk some cannabis as well before we bring Paul in. Good news in Sweden. I know my son's going to want to go to Sweden and live there. Because evidently a town, it wasn't the Swedish bikini team, but a town in Sweden wants to ban homework.
Hey, the kids approve.
Why couldn't I have been raised in Sweden? I didn't like homework. I don't know. Well, anybody from
Sweden,
yeah.
Going to Sweden,
anybody
yes.
on the Swedish bikini team, call us now, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. RobertScottBell.com is the place. Check it out. We've got Paul Bertier. We got water. We got lots of healing to go because on the Robert Scott Bell Show and all around the world, the power to heal is still yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
An advanced proprietary technology is used to energetically encode all the ingredients that make up One World Whey. One World Whey is formulated to mirror human mother's milk. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.